Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and, well, everything that I can pretend fits in all those kind of genres, because they're quite woolly genres when it comes down to it. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, just in the studio on my own today, no guests or anything. So I'll just be bringing you, well, the usual mix of tunes and a bit of chat. Later on in the show, I'll be running down the gigs, clubs, events and stuff going on in the local area and generally bringing you news about some releases that are coming up. But for the time being, I'll just play some tunes and I'll tell you what I started with there. That was Clicks with Again and Again from the Dependence 2010 compilation album. A band I've never really heard much by, or anything by, to be honest, they're a complete unknown to me. But that's the beauty of compilation albums, you get to discover loads of stuff. So, yeah, that's Clicks, and I'm going to continue now with a track off the How to Destroy Angels EP. If you haven't already picked up on the fact, How to Destroy Angels is a new project by Trent Reznor, who was in Nine Inch Nails and has put that thing on hold for a while. So he's now doing How to Destroy Angels with his wife. So this is BBB. It would be if the CD player started. Just hold on a second, I'll see if I can convince it. There we go.
To the sound of my big black boots. Listen to the sound of my big black boots. Thank you.
you heard their Imperative Reaction with Functional. That's the High Watt remix from the Kinetic Volume 3 compilation. Again, another compilation that's pretty rock solid. 99% of the way through. That's well worth getting your hands on if you like that kind of music. Before that, we had Liberation from Razorfade. That was from the Sounds from the Matrix compilation. Sounds from the Matrix Volume 10. There's been quite a load of those. Showcasing artists from Alpha Matrix. And before that, we had How to Destroy Angels with BBB, which is Big Black Boots, I believe. And that is the whole EP is available for free. All you do is you go to howtodestroyangels.com, stick in your email address, and you get emailed a link to download for free. You can't really complain that. It's awesome stuff. It's produced soundingly just as well as all the Nine Inch Nails stuff has been. It's got Trent Reznor's fingerprints all over it, in quality production, and of course in the sound of the music as well. So quality stuff and free, so you can't really complain. But I'm going to plow on with the tunes because, well, I've got a load of tunes to play, and they're not all off compilations. It seems that way from the amount I've played on the show so far, but this track is from a recently released album called Anything That Gets You Through the Night. It's by Edge of Dawn, and it's actually featuring vocals from Regan Jones, who is from the band Iris. So good stuff. So this is the latest Edge of Dawn album. The track's called Beyond the Gate.
Time to turn and run. I see a rain. Like a fountain, space, space, space. The wisdom fire is opened on hell. curiosity breeds into obsession. Admiration transcends into devotion. Beauty and talent, sex and humor, the ultimate figure of precision. Desire to crawl up inside you. Never let yourself in, never let you go.
You heard there Dismantled With Not Me from the Electronic Saviors compilation that came out a while back that, well, I basically rave about, and it's a damn fine compilation. So, again, a well worth purchase should you want to hear tunes like that. Before that, we had Duster's Noise with Path 2-1. Now, this is from a forthcoming album, I believe, called Fractured Forms, due for release on Vendetta Records on the 25th of June. The information on the internet was a bit contradictory, but I think that's what's going to happen. And Duster's Noise are completely new to me, but according to the promo info I was sent, it appears they are the exact same members of Alter de Ruin. Now, Alter de Ruin are a very kind of funky electronic band, and what apparently happened, according to this press release, is they started writing stuff, and it came out sounding far too synth-poppy to be involved on the Alter de Ruin album. So they, rather than putting it to one side and ignoring it, they decided to do it as this project called Duster's Noise. And I think that's sounding pretty good. I would like to hear more of their stuff, but I guess once we wait till June the 25th, that's only a couple of weeks away, we'll be able to hear lots more by them. They've got a whole album coming out, so that should be good. Very promising from the Alter de Ruin guys anyway, the very talented stuff coming from them. And before that, we had Edge of Dawn with Beyond the Gate featuring Regan Joseph Iris, and from the recently released album Anything That Gets You Through the Night. All good stuff. I'm still listening through that album, so I'll give you a kind of a feedback on that on a future show. But I think it's now time for me to run down the news and the gigs and the events and generally all that stuff that I usually leave till this middle slot of the show. And the first thing I want to mention is Frontline Assembly. Now, they've got a tour coming up. I think there's some stuff happening in Sheffield next month, so I won't worry about the dates for that yet. I'll tell you near the time. But they've got an album coming out called Shifting Through the Lens. No, they haven't. They've got an album coming out called Improvised Electronic Device. Shifting Through the Lens is the first single from that forthcoming album. The single has been released for a few weeks now. I think it came out on the 28th of May, and the album is due for release on the 26th of June. So I've got a track from that coming up in a little bit. I'll play that after I've done this rundown. So good stuff from them. It's sounding pretty good, but you'll be able to judge for yourself once I hit that track. Also worthy of note is another upcoming release, Ashbury Heights. Now, I've been waiting for this new album forever. They've been fairly active on their blog until recently, telling you about what they've been recording and where they've been touring and stuff like that. I really love their first album. And this new album's coming out. It's going to be called Take Care Paramore, and the date set for it is the 2nd of July. So it looks like we're getting a few albums coming up, because not only that, but there's a band I used to play loads of a few years back, but I have kind of lost track of, called Null Device. They're also releasing their fourth full-length album called Suspending Belief, and that's coming out on June the 22nd. What else have we got? Sam. They have got a new album coming out called Brainwasher, and that's due for release on July the 9th. So this end of June, start of July time for albums just seems to be racking up. I think a lot of bands have been recording stuff over the winter and ready to do summer tours and maybe catch a few festivals and have new material. And talking about tours, it looks like Dismantled, I've just played them, are playing with Combi Christ and having a bit of a European tour, mainly UK, but unfortunately nothing really rock solidly in Yorkshire. The closest gigs the Dismantled and Combi Christ tour seems to be doing are Newcastle Legends, and that's on the 28th of July. And on the, where have we got, Birmingham in Eddie's Rock Club on the 1st of August. So there's this gap here, so promoters, please put these really great bands on somewhere close. So what was that? I said Newcastle on the 28th of July, Birmingham on the 1st of August, but on the 2nd of August they're playing Moho in Manchester. So you've got this kind of thing where Yorkshire is, we've had a few gigs in Sheffield, but sometimes it just gets missed. Doesn't seem to be anything in kind of Leeds, Bradford. We need more of these big gigs. Promoters, I think people are dying out for them. They don't want to always have to get on the bus, the train, they're in their cars and just pile 100 miles up or down or across the country. Well, that's my mini rant. I'm hoping some promoter out there will hear me and decide that it's worthwhile taking the chance and putting these bands on, hoping to make a profit. So we'll wait and see on that one. So, but that's just my plea for promoters. Anyway, it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and events going on in the local area. Slightly more local than Manchester, Newcastle and Birmingham, hopefully. So this coming Saturday, on Saturday the 19th of June, we've got the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. So it's got the main room of cheese, alternative, goth, bit of everything going on in there. Usually loads of fun. And we've also got the Mutate Room with kind of harder dance, industrial and electronic stuff. It's £5 in and it runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Saturday the 26th, that's the following Saturday, I think. Saturday the 26th, Carpe Noctem is here at the Zoo Bar in Bradford. It seems to be continuing with its formula of bands followed by club night, and this time is no different. It's John Merrick's Remains, supported by Siamese Twist. First band is on at 9 p.m, headline band on at 10 p.m, doors 8:30, so you can get in half an hour before the first band, and after the bands, it runs with the Carpe Noctem DJs till 3 a.m. That's £3 on the door. Not bad to see two bands and a club night. More information about that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. What have I got else here? Oh, yes. Worthy of mention is coming up is the Shadow Days weekend. Now, it's not particularly close. It's, again, over in Manchester. But we seem to have a couple of little mini festivals like this appearing. We've got this one coming up in a couple of weeks, but we've got another one over in York in about 4 weeks' time, and I'll mention the details of that nearer the time. But I thought I'd mention this one, given it's only a week or two away. This is Shadow Days weekend. It's 3 days at the zoo in Manchester. Is that right? I'm not sure if that's right. I think that's right, yes. So the zoo in Manchester. As usual, with all my details, double check on the website or with a promoter or something like that, just in case I've read something out wrong or things do change, details change. So double check this. But the all the information can be found at shadowdays.org.uk. But the details are basically it's a 3-day event. The first night is a club night. The second two nights are band days. The club night runs from on Friday runs from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. It costs £10 in, and you get a free drink, or it's £5 in, and if you have a ticket for both Saturday and Sunday. Now, they're selling separate day tickets, but they're also selling a combined ticket. I'll run out of the prices in a little bit after I've mentioned the bands. Now, the Saturday bands are in no particular order, because quite weirdly, they haven't mentioned the actual lineup order on the website. They've only mentioned the bands in alphabetical order for each day. So we have Analog Angel, Curse of the Vampire, 11th Fear, Having Thin Moonshine, Incubus, Succubus, 26 Tears, and Uninvited Guest. And the Sunday bands are Alice Moving Under Skies, Dionysus, Global Citizen, Jackie Bitch, Johnny Normal, Luxury Stranger, and Resist. Now, day tickets cost £20, or if you buy a combined Saturday and Sunday ticket, it's £35. So you can work out if you go do all 3 days, the combined 2 days tickets gets you a £5 off the first day. So it's all a bit complicated, but I'm sure they know what they're doing and it should all be good. And it's also worth mentioning the weekly nights we have going on in Yorkshire, focusing back on Yorkshire again. I know I've been a bit around the country tonight. But we have the weekly nights. We have Bad Moon Rising here every Thursday at the Zoo Bar in Bradford. That runs from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. It's free entry, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And over in Leeds, there's the Sunday Goth Social, kind of taking the place, giving the Sunday night a holding pattern, at least. So while there's no Black Sheep, there's Sunday Goth Social. That runs every Sunday. That's at the Pack Horse in Leeds. That runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Again, free entry. That doesn't have a website, but if you go onto Facebook and search for the group Sunday Goth Social, it's all its details are there. So, yeah, loads of stuff going on. It doesn't feel like it's completely rampacked with gigs, but we do have two festivals coming up. Well, we have there's the Shadow Days weekend in June. There's the Deviate Fest over in York in July. And then we're into August where we've got Infest. So you can't really complain at the lack of individual gigs when you've got all these festivals rolling up on us. Anyway, I believe I've nattered for too long, and it's time to hear some music. Now, I mentioned I was going to play a Frontline Assembly track, and here it is. This is Shifting Through the Lens. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna go get some more.
That was Cyanotic, featuring 16 Volt on that track with Axiom, which is the post-affliction version from the Electronic Saviors compilation. Again, solid compilation. Lots of great stuff on it. Before that, we had Fade Ahead with 69 Freaks Per Minute from the Kinetic 3 compilation, which was a track done especially for that. That's not one is released elsewhere, although I imagine it might be on a forthcoming album. And before that, we had something fairly new from Frontline Assembly, from the recent EP that's basically going to also be involved with the new album that's coming out soon. That's called Shifting Through the Lens, from that same titled EP. So all good stuff there. I've run out of time, like usual. I've done a big chunk of nightering in the middle and played lots of tunes, so I'm happy. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And in quite contrast to a bit of Cyanotic featuring 16 Volt, I'm going to leave leave you with a very, very heavily synth-pop track. This is Ashbury Heights, who, are, like I said earlier, have got an album coming out soon, so looking forward to their new material. But this is off their previous album. This is from Three Cheers for the Newly Deads, and this is an awesome little track called Cry Havoc. Anyway, I think, have I got enough time? Yeah, that's plenty for today. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and see you then.
Make like a suicide and cut to your